And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have a couple of wonderful ladies with Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments with me. And first off, we're going to start with Barbara Fawcett. She's the Housing Rehab Program Manager, and she's here to talk about some really great programs they have. How are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Loving the snow, I think.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm on the fence with it. Maybe ask me tomorrow and I'll probably be over it. But anyway, I'm glad you guys were able to make it here. And let's just jump right in. Tell us a little bit about your program. You've got grants and loans. You've got other projects that come up. But let's start with the grants. How does one find out about this and how they can help them?
So for those that own their home, we have grants. We have the CDBG grant that can offer up to $10,000 to repair their home, replace roofs, windows, do walk-in showers, those types of things. And we also have access to a USDA grant, which is a $7,500 grant. And we can leverage both programs to complete projects. So if the project's over $10,000, we try to leverage them with other program funds. But on the grant, it does have a stipulation. It's got a 5-year deed restriction that says you can't sell, refinance, or transfer your title. So it's done so that people don't abuse the program, because this program is so that people can stay in their homes safely and sanitarily, meaning, you know, it's not used so that they can fix their house up and flip it. So that's kind of why they put that deed restriction in there.
And that makes sense. I mean, if you're going to put all that money into a home, you know, making it livable for them.
Yeah, and we found that a lot of people in our communities are the elderly and disabled. The grant program is for people over 62, elderly, which is 62, or disabled, or if they're a young family with children under 10, they will qualify, depending on their income, for the $10,000 grant. But the elderly and the disabled, they have no way of getting up on their roof and repairing it themselves. And a lot of times they don't have the financial means to do that. So that's what this program is intended for.
All right. So we've got a lot of grant programs that they can qualify for. They just come in and see you. Is there a process, an application process?
Yes, there's an application process, and they can either come in and get an application, or we can mail it out or email it to them. And then it takes a little while to process, but once they bring in the documentation that verifies their income and such, we get them approved, and then we get some estimates on the cost for the repairs, and then we find out what programs we can put them in.
See what matches up with them. Yeah. All right, and you've got some loan programs as well.
Right. The Olene Walker Housing Loan Fund is a state program, and we leverage that right along with our grant funds, because a lot of times the grant funds aren't enough to do what needs to be done on the home. But it's a great program. It is a 20-year amortization, 1 to 3% depending on their income levels. And then an example, a $10,000 loan at 3%, the payment would be $56 a month. So the payment is affordable for somebody that's on a fixed income.
Yeah, and that's important too, because you don't want to put them over it. So that's good you work with them. Now, you've got some other projects too that kind of fall in line, not so much like as grants and loans, but you can help people with these projects.
Some of the projects that we do are roofs, windows, siding, walk-in showers, ADA toilets, grab bars, ramps for wheelchairs, sewer lines, water lines, furnaces, things that they just need to stay in their home safely.
And so these are different things you've done while you're doing a grant or a loan?
Yes, yes. We leverage the funding sources to their projects depending on the costs of them. So.
And that's they vary from those sorts of things.
Right.
And now you cover not just Carbon in Emery County. I don't think people realize this, but you cover other counties.
Yeah, Grand and San Juan as well.
Yeah, and you work with those individuals down there.
Yes.
Now, do they have an office down there? Do they have to come and meet with you guys here? Or do you guys have someone down there?
Nope. We have our office here in Carbon County, but we actually go down there. So we can mail them out the application, and then we come out there and do the inspection and hire the contractors to come in and do the estimates for their project and you know, but we work from our office here in Carbon County.
All right. But you are able to service those individuals down in those areas.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Well, Barbara, thank you so much. You've got lots of great programs there. Let's go ahead and have our other individual come up. It's Donna Housekeeper. She is the Revolving Loan Program Manager. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, we've got lots to talk about as well. Tell us a little bit, what is the Revolving Loan Program?
So the Revolving Loan Fund Program is actually a program that is designed for startup businesses, retention of businesses, and expansion of businesses. Our revolving loan fund. A lot of times, people will see RLF, and they'll think about like a home equity loan where you get the money and then you spend it and then you can use it again and spend it and then pay it off back and forth. This is not really how our revolving loan fund really works. Technically, what we do is we lend out the money, we earn interest on it, we pay off that loan, someone pays off that loan, and then we are able to lend it out again, including some more money added into it because they've paid interest on it. So it revolves from business to business to business. So it allows us to get to a lot of other businesses in the area.
And this is a business loan.
This is a business loan for either a
new business,
correct.
Existing business, you help with that.
Yeah, a new business, an existing business is looking at expanding, or if they are in a situation where they need to do something in their business to keep the business open, we can look at retention. Now, the one thing about this lending and this loan is if they can get traditional financing from a traditional finance institution, then they do not qualify for a program. We're really not in the business to take away from our financial institutions in the area. But the thing that we also have is what we call gap financing. So sometimes we'll partner with a financial institution in the community, and their loans they have a very large loan that they need, and they'll only do a certain percentage of it. So we can go in and fill that gap between what the institution is. We only can do up to $150,000 in lending, and sometimes people have their businesses are by far higher than that. So we can go in and fill that little gap out.
Well, that's wonderful. So what are the benefits of a revolving loan? Like, what is it a business can get from this?
One of the biggest benefits is that they can get financing they couldn't get anywhere else. And we will do 100% financing, where a lot of financial institutions will only do a certain percentage. And then sometimes it's very difficult for startup businesses to get financing anywhere else. And so we're able to create a program for them so that we can actually start up that business from the very, very beginning. So
this can also help create some jobs as well.
Absolutely, it does. That is actually one of the things that is required of the revolving loan fund, is that there is some job creation. So the idea is economic development for the area. It is actually an EDA, economic development grant that was given to the Associated Government many years ago, and then we have grown it as time has gone on. So, because it is economic development, they're looking at some job creation. And so there is a job creation piece in part of it.
Wow. It's kind of like full circle. It helps.
Absolutely.
It gets
a
business keep going,
absolutely,
but also creates some,
yes,
jobs. So that is wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of great stuff. How does one go and see if they can apply for this? What is the process?
Same thing. There is an application process. They can come and see me, or I can also email an application out. We will at some point want to get together and find out about what their needs are. There's a little more complicated because we do require some background and some work that they've done to get the business starting. But the best place is to start with me, and we can have a good discussion and we get started from there.
And what's a good number to get a hold of you at?
My number is 435-613-0031. And my email is dhousekeeper, and that's houskeeper at alg.utah.gov.
All right, perfect. Okay. And you guys got a really good website as well.
We have a very good website, and you can find us on the website, and you'll click on there, and it'll give you all the information. So we have one right there that you can see, and you can see where we are. If you don't know where we're at, most people know where the old Reeve School is on Carbon Avenue. That's where our offices are located.
It's just right inside there.
Correct.
All right, okay. And Barbara, let's have you step back up to the mic. Give me your contact information for people to get a hold of you.
Okay, so they can reach me at 435-613-0026, or my email address is bfawcett, and that's F-A-U-S-E-T-T, at seualg.utah.gov.
All right, perfect. So if anyone out there has any questions about needing some help with their homes, talk to these ladies. They have got some great programs that they're willing to help you with. Or if you have a business that needs some assistance, this is where you need to start. Start with these ladies. If they're unable to help you, they've got resources and they can point you in the right direction of where you need to go. So, ladies, thank you so much for taking time to come in. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for sharing all this good information. All right, this has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.